This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4004 for Thursday, the 7th of December, 2023. Today's show is entitled Wayland to X11 Bridge. It is hosted by Ken Fallon and is about 5 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, Ken found out about X-Prop and X-Wayland video bridge.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon, and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. This is an episode in the series, Today I Learned. When I logged in this morning, I noticed that one of my desktops had a small window, a square about the size of your thumbnail, on the screen. I had no idea what it was, and I immediately jumped to the conclusion that some elite hacker had exposed my information. But then I realized, well, first, let's not panic and gather some information. I remember years ago there was an application under Linux that allowed you to identify what the application was. So I was forced to use that, as I had tried to close all other applications and had identified that it was not anything that I personally intentionally started up on my own. So there's a program on Linux called XProp, and it is called the XProp Property Displayer for X. And the summary says, the XProp utility is for displaying windows and font properties in an X server. One window or font is selected using the command line, blah, 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 blah. So I ran that, and when you run that application, it will, maybe just run it here now. You run it in the console, and then your Windows cursor turns to a crosshair, and when you click on the application, it gives you icons, etc., etc., etc. So you can use that on any application, it'll give you X information about it. So this gave me the window manager underscore name strings, which was a Wayland to X recorder bridge. Well, what's interesting about this window is that there's no window decoration whatsoever. It doesn't identify it in the, it's not in the taskbar. What it is, it's not in the window bar, and it is has no window decoration, no window frame, no open or close button. I was able to drag it to the second screen, so it was out of my way, but that's all the information I had. Anyway, I took the Wayland to X recording bridge, which had me a lot less worried because I'm on Fedora 39, and as a result, they're running Wayland now by default. So I assumed this was something part of the operating system. A little bit of DuckDuckGoing, and I found two articles, both of which are in the show notes. One is about the application itself on the GitHub. It's part of the KDE desktop. It's a X-Wayland video bridge, and the about says it's on the KDE page. Let me just check the license here. Assuming it's KDE, I'm assuming that it is BIA, it's covered under BSD, CC0, GPL2, etc. So let's assume it's free Libre open source. It says about, by design, X applications can't access windows or screen contents for Wayland clients. This is fine in principle, but it breaks screen sharing tools like Discord, MS Teams, Skype, etc. and more. This tool allows us to share specific windows to X11 clients, but without the control of the user at all times. The X-Wayland video bridge, all one word, all lowercase, should auto-start on login. It will run in the background. Next time you try to share a window, a prompt will appear. The previous selected window now being available for sharing. The title will always be Wayland to X11 Bridge, no matter what window is selected. The system icon provides finer control. So, it's possibly a KDE thing, and the reason there's no Windows decoration is probably because I'm running LXQT. But that allayed my issues, and the other link will be an article to Gaming on Linux, which was the XWayland video bridge created to improve Linux screen sharing. And it more or less saves the same thing and gives you a link to their website. So that's it. That's what I learned today. Tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.